There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to The Coach, Shannon Griffith, and the Hoosier Football Tailgate on the Believe Network.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everybody. I am the coach, Shannon Griffith, and this is the Hoosier Football Tailgate right here on the Believe Network. It is Monday, November the 6th. Hard to believe that we're in the month of November, drawing down to the end of the football season as we draw down to the potential of a bucket game having a lot of meaning for the Indiana Hoosiers, who come off a huge win against the Wisconsin Badgers on Saturday in Bloomington, 20-14, just a really needed win. And sometimes winning is ugly. In the second half for the offense wasn't always pretty, but it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, the score read Indiana 20, Wisconsin 14. Just to remember, thank you to Bet Online for their sponsorship of the Hoosier Football Tailgate. And also remember, with Bet Online, right now, with all the major sports running right now, college football, NHL, you got basketball starting, you name it, NFL, and you just keep on going. Bet Online is your number one source for all things sports wagering. You get up to the minute detailed on odds, any news, sports specific information for those particular games that you are wagering on. Remember, Bet Online is where the game starts. And again, remember to help and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the notification bell if you could, please. And also on Apple and Spotify podcast platforms all over, but Apple and Spotify, if you could give a follow there as well as a rating and a comment, that would be greatly appreciated as well. And enough of the self-promotion of the channel, and on to this victory for the Indiana Hoosiers over the Wisconsin Badgers on Saturday, in a game that really Indiana came out in the first half and really established themselves and did well, opening up with that big long drive in the game to get off to on the right foot against Wisconsin. It was just a much needed chain of events that end up happening there for IU when they got the chance to go take the opening kickoff and take it down the field get points. And then, you know, just did a phenomenal job there in the first half of just really establishing some of the run game in the pass game. I thought Sorsby in the first half was really good. Second half, it wasn't a great half of football in terms of offense, but what Sorsby did well was manage the game. And sometimes that is even more important when your offense is struggling, that the quarterback manage the game and do the right things with the football with no turnovers and such. Defensively, what can you say? Just a phenomenal day defensively. Saturday. Casey was just a phenomenal, phenomenal day for him, which garnered him Big Ten Player of the Week for his performance against Wisconsin. He made some key plays at the right times and in moments there. And that's what you look for when the game is on the line. You look for your top players to make plays. And Casey did that as well. But really, the entire defense played well. The offensive our defensive line, I thought, did really well against Wisconsin. I know some people want to asterisk that game because the number of injuries Wisconsin had. And granted, they weren't playing with their number one tailback and they weren't playing with their number one quarterback. But at the end of the day, you know, we don't asterisk things that Indiana doesn't have on in a given Saturday. So take nothing away from the kids. They showed up, played in a really good game. Happy for them. Happy for the coaching staff who've been under fire for a number of weeks. You know, that was a game they all needed in the W column Saturday afternoon. Now, IU does not come away from that game unscathed in terms of the injury department. Camper, who did not play, is out for the remaining of the season. They're going to do some surgical repairs and hold him out and get him ready for next year. So that's a big, tall, lengthy body that you lose in the wide receiver room. That's a pretty big hit for the wide receiver room. And then the other one is Cooper is also kind of a day-to-day situation, I would say. But this is the time that EJ Williams and Donovan McCauley have to step up for the wide receivers, especially McCauley, who's done so well here over the last couple weeks. He needs to be the type of guy that takes over a ball game out on the outside. And EJ Williams is one of those players as well. So those two kids have to step up, as well as Carter and whoever else is in there, you know, John Lucas as well. These are all things that go hand in hand with this ball game or with this offense going forward. I thought the offensive line, for the most part, played solidly. Another week, I think, of improvement. And you can see some of Coach Bob Stead's coaching and technique and fundamentals really start to show up with these kids now that they've got a 7 or 8 week work period with him. And you could tell that, especially that first half, they were running the football quite well. Now, second half, Wisconsin made some adjustments and Indiana really didn't adjust to it. I didn't think well enough, especially in the running game. But in the first half, I thought they ran the ball well. Now, when Indiana needed to drive in the second half, they got it. And that's the most important thing with it there. We'll talk a little bit about that later here in the coach's room. But overall, I think right now with how they've been playing, even going back the last couple of weeks, especially with the loss to Penn State and now getting this big victory here, you go into these final 3 weeks of the season with a potential of getting to that magical number for bowl eligibility. Now they're going to have a tough one this coming Saturday at Illinois. Illinois threw a last second touchdown to beat Minnesota at Minnesota 27-26. And as crazy as that division is, I'll have to check. I'm not so sure Illinois is not too far out of being the quote unquote Big West champion, but I do think maybe Iowa has that solidified this year as well, scoring another juggernaut of an offensive performance of 10-7 versus Northwestern at Wrigley Field. It turned into more of like a baseball game. But Indiana's going to have their hands full. We'll go over that on Thursday and why Illinois is playing pretty tough defensively. We'll go through a little bit of what they do in their structure as a defense and some of the players that they have and what problems they present to an offense moving forward. But big thing there is you got Michigan State here in a couple weeks at home. Now they got a big victory for them on Saturday as well. And then of course the bucket game against Purdue, who lost up at Michigan in the midst of this cheating, sign stealing scandal that has really kind of taken over all of the Big Ten's media as it pertains to what is or isn't occurring in the Big Ten. From that standpoint, is, you know, with that aspect of things, is what will or will not happen to Michigan and Coach Harbaugh and everything that goes with that. We'll leave that for the people that make those decisions. Indiana right now focus on the next contest and what that all will mean from their perspective of what's going to be needed. Wanted to take a quick look here from my keys to the victory for Indiana and the goals from this past Saturday. You know, I talked about offense continue growth. I thought that did happen, although they did not hit their goals that I kind of mythically had set up for them with 150 yards rushing and 250 yards passing. You know, they actually only had 75 yards rushing on the day. A couple sacks took away from that because they were probably about 125 if you take the sacks out of it. And a majority of that was in the first half. So, you know, not a great ground day for Indiana. Sorsby was actually pretty well, threw for 186 yards. I believe it was like 19 for 31 on the day. Had a couple touchdown passes again, doing well there. Falls short of the 250 yards there, and they did not actually meet their overall yearly totals heading into that ball game. And so when you look at it from the black and white of it, when you compare Wisconsin statistics to Indiana statistical run and pass total offense, you can see there was a pretty big discrepancy there. The one big thing that Indiana did that they hadn't done in some previous weeks is that they did win the time of possession in a pretty lopsided way. Although you can't get too wrapped up in time of possession having a direct correlation to winning or losing, but it does go into the betterment of your defensive play. And I think that played out Saturday as IU's offense was able to mount some drives, keep the defense off the field, and keep them fresh throughout the day. Now, defensively, I said they wanted to hold them to 150 and 175. And they actually had a 101. So they did great there against the rush of Wisconsin. And then the pass, they gave up 243 yards, but they were doing such a great job of, you know, handling the running game and not having to do a lot of pressures in the run game. They did quite well there. And then when they needed to heat it up, they had it dialed in and they had a pretty good scheme to get to the quarterback. And they did and put a lot of pressure on the redshirt freshman. And it showed in that regard in their totals on Saturday. Offensively speaking, wanted a goal of 24, averaging 19. They actually got 20, so pretty close there. Hold the defense to hold them to 17. They actually held them to 14, 10 points lower than Wisconsin had been averaging on the year. Special teams, no turnovers, gets a big star there. And then the battle of turnovers, IU came out with a plus two on Saturday, and you can tell that's a big, big reason why Indiana won Saturday. They won some key categories statistically, mainly in the turnover margin. You know, when you create takeaways and you secure the football, your chances of winning go up something like 80% of the time. You're going to win if you can make the other team turn the ball over and you not have any turnovers. So that went a long way into this ball game Saturday. of Indiana winning on Saturday afternoon. You know, looking at it from the perspective of moving forward again, it's that continued growth of the offense and getting better production in the run game. You know, that's one thing that they've got to really hone into, and they're going to have trouble this week schematically with what Illinois does in their attacking the run game. But you got to have some tenure growth there. Offensive line, again, first half pretty darn good. Second half, they, I don't know what it was schematically, but they were having some trouble with Wisconsin, and a lot of it I think had been more in the pressure area that they were bringing on rundowns there. Got to get a lot out of EJ Williams and McCauley now on the outside. Those two guys have got to be their big threats for teams that want to line up and play man-to-man. They've got to go out and make it things happen. And then, of course, interiorly, you got Jalen and Carter and some of those other guys that can mix in there from time to time. But I do think that EJ and McCauley have to become studs on the outside, and they're fully capable. They got the length, they got the speed, and the touchdown catch that McCauley made in the end zone was phenomenal, one-handed grab, but they got to continue to grow that way. The one thing that I will say about Jalen Lucas, and I know that there's been an effort to target him and get him the ball, and you know, I agree with all that aspect of it. I don't necessarily think what they're doing in the run game in trying to get him the ball is necessarily the best way. And whether they're putting him back there in the backfield or they're motioning him back there to the backfield, I don't necessarily know it's getting what they need from him, because everything that they try to run with him is to run around. You know, run around the end. And defense Saturday, as you saw, we're getting upfield and penetration, and it was a 6-7 yard loss every time they did it. So they're going to have to reinvent that package to have a little bit more of effectiveness with him. I don't necessarily think they're getting what they need from Jalen in the running game aspect of things. They still have some things in the passing game that they did open up, and he got some catches and made some nice plays, but I don't necessarily think they're doing the right thing in the running game with him just by trying to run around the end on that regard. And then, of course, the defense, they got to continue to doing what they do. The dominant for their, I think they have a good defensive line. I think they can be very dominant. And then the linebackers, this Casey being the top dog in that equation, if they can still get that concerted effort with those guys and their front six, that's going to be go a long way on these last 3 weeks on giving IU a chance to win. And then on the exterior, on the outside, they got some youngins out there. There are some things that they did Saturday that cost them in coverage, and they really got to make sure that they're not giving up cheapies. We'll go in just a second. Again, total team win. Great for them, great for the kids, and great for Coach Allen and his staff. Those guys deserved it. And I know down there's nobody happier in that program and in that locker room than Tom Allen is right now with that big win. So congrats to those guys. Let's go ahead now and jump over to our quick cut software and stuff, and let's take a look at this game on Saturday with some of the plays that, you know, Indiana had. Here's one early in the first quarter. I believe this is in their first drive, you know, a big 3rd and 9 play here coming up. You can see Wisconsin does bring a blitz, but it's more of a zone pressure. They drop out. That's another thing that you're going to have to start learning, is that they're just not going to play vanilla against him. He does a great job here of keeping attacking the corner, and he gets that backer, and then he saves AJ. EJ does a good job of finding open. Just find something open, and then Sorsby hits him, and they get a big, big conversion on 3rd down. That was about a 20-some-yard play right there. So big pickup on that play. Here we go down here. Second down. Here's one where they're bringing Lucas in motion, and Sorsby's going to fake the inside zone. And this, I don't know if this was just a total keep on Sorsby's part, because there was really nothing in that picture there that says to pull the ball. I mean, in a lot of respects, and you know, in this inside zone read stuff, he's reading this guy here. And when you basic teaching port on the inside zone on whether he hands it or he keeps it, if this guy's shoulders stay parallel and doesn't turn, you know, his upfield shoulder towards the line of scrimmage, it's an automatic give. So there you can see there's nothing in that picture that says give not to, to pull the football. So whether or not that was it, biggest good thing is he used his speed, got to the outside, and made a nice play to get the touchdown on the first drive of the game. And that's so huge in the mindset of a team that you're playing when you give up those big plays that lead up to a first down. Here's a fourth and three, a little bit later in the half. Again, you know, this wasn't a bad throw, is that we got defensive end got his hands on it and made a nice play and thwarted a fourth down. Now, here's the field goal attempt from about 43 yards ultimately on the right hash. And these are the field goals that, I mean, kickers aren't always going to be perfect, but this one here, you got to hit, and he hits it good. It just doesn't fade. It doesn't hook into the field goal and goes outside the uprights there for a missed attempt. So here we go. Third and 13 in the second quarter. Now Indiana brings pressure. You can see this. They're going to bring this guy here on a pressure. He's coming, and then everybody else is kind of dropping, and they're still playing some form of a, you know, man free. And then this is just a good break on the ball. This is, I'm not even sure who this is down here at the corner, or that maybe the safety, but that was a huge play, knocking it down there on third and 13 and getting off the field for Indiana. That was one of the things they've had been having trouble with in situational situations where they weren't getting off the field on third downs. Okay, big third and seven for IU. They move the pocket again and run their sprint out. And again, Sorsby, going to your left is hard for a quarterback. Now, what they do good is they do a good job of sealing it for the most part. You know, he's got to do a better job, though, this cat. You know, I think that's Archer, but he can't let that guy do that. And he can't, that's just too soft. You know, he's got to be more aggressive there. And then EJ does a good job here. I don't know if this was called or not, but it looks as if he just kind of read it. Sorsby then hung it up, and then, or that was Carter, makes a great play and catch. So, you know, a little maybe of emphasizing there on that route. Here's, you know, again, second quarter, third and 12. Wisconsin's in there from their goal line, and IU plays coverage here. Just, you know, standard rush three, drop eight. I'm not always a big fan of it, but, you know, they come out with a big play there in a knockdown, and, you know, hopefully, you know, get a good field position for the Hoosiers. Now, here's a one they're going to bring. This is tough because I think this cat's coming, and you can see that I is trying to get there, and it's just going to happen. So Sorsby already is in trouble. What he does there is he doesn't do anything stupid with the football. He just tries to find the nearest escape route, which is usually the B gap of the offensive line. You know, that's where you're going to get most of your escapability. So, you know, here's the A gap and here's the B gap on both sides. When you're a quarterback, you're going to look in those three areas. And most times it's right there in that B gap. And you can see when he escapes, that's where the biggest thing there is on in the A gap. He gets upfield, does a great job, gets the first down, ball security. Got to emphasize ball security, but fortunately he had hit the ground in that regard. But ball was caused by that. This is kind of a play before they run a quick screen out to Jalen. Then that's where I like it. You know, get some, the ball on the perimeter to him and let him roll. You know, ball's delivered. I think they went two times in a row with it. And he just, you know, really good play there on that one. Third and goal here. This is the one. So they're playing man free. This is the guy that, you know, he's just sitting back reading the eyes of the quarterback. And so, and everybody's, you know, he's playing outside leverage. He's playing inside leverage because these two guys playing outside leverage know they got inside help. And as the quarterback, you got to be careful here throwing anything back towards the middle because you got a spy and you really kind of get double coverage. So he does a pretty good job with these eyes, but not good enough in the sense that he pulls that safety over. And so he has to kind of throw it over the linebacker. And Donovan almost makes a great catch here. It was a little bit of a risky throw because he couldn't throw it on a dot. So he put it up where Donovan could be the only one to get it. So ball placement there was really good. It was just that, you know, Donovan just couldn't come down with it. He almost got it here. So they come in, get the field goal, go up 10 to nothing. Here's a third and eight. IU is a little bit disarray on where their gaps and stuff, and they're bringing six, it looks like, and then they drop out and kind of play man zone, and this is a bad play about officials. This official gets in the way, he picks the defender and the drop in who should have been right there to clean his clock and all and everything. You could see it right here. This defensive end should be right in there making the play, lighting this guy up. And he kind of gets hesitant, and they get the big play there on third and eight. And now it's a, now we got a ball game. This is kind of the end zone view of it. You can kind of see the good throw, good catch, good play. Sometimes that happens. All right, 37 again for IU. Another nice kind of a double slant type of scenario. Makes a nice throw and catch. This is what EJ can do. Man, he had about 9-10 yards of contact. He's got the length, and any quarterback in America would love to throw him to him and Donovan all day long. And then again, another nice throw. Great athletic ability here shown. He gets undercut, keeps his hands down, and he wasn't down, and they played the play out. Just keep, if he'd kept running and not try to cut back there, I think he may score. But nice play there by Donovan. Sorsby keeps it again. Again, I don't know. You know, I don't know if this is a read or not because the tight end is, he's blocking. So there's really no read. And you got one, two guys on the outside there. So this ain't looking good from a quarterback keep perspective. He'd have been better given it in that regard. He does a great job. I mean, this is where he knows he's wrong here, but he does a great job of sticking his foot in the ground, lowering his shoulder, not sliding, and getting a critical first down there on second down. So from that standpoint, love to see all that. But use your backs. And then here's the grab. This is just a tremendous, tremendous throw and a tremendous catch that gives IU a 17-7 lead at halftime, which was huge. Unfortunately, they allow, I think we got the end zone view here. Yeah, there we go. Perfect. Unfortunately, they allow in the second half for Penn State to go down the field and actually score from that standpoint. And, you know, that ended up, you know, kind of one thing that they've got to try to do better on is letting the opponent score on the first possession of each half. And that's one thing they could, you know, tone down and be great. And IU, of course, using that as a goal is scoring on the first possession of each half. That would be a good thing. Defense played tremendous in that second half. They had a huge sack on a situational play that took Wisconsin out of field goal range with Indiana only leading by three. That's the Causey sack that they got, because before that they had a 5-yard penalty. IU heats them up, and they get the huge sack that leads, that takes them out of field goal range. So all around, great, great day for the Hoosiers and getting that old, you know, the win 20 to 14 against the Badgers. Thursday, we'll have a good look at the Illinois Fighting Illini, Brett Bielema and his crew, getting the win this past weekend, like I said, on a last second pass to beat Minnesota at Minnesota. Defensively, they present some problems to the Hoosiers offense. We'll talk about that on Thursday. Remember, please like, subscribe, and share Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Give us a follow there and a rating and any comment with that. Again, thanks to Bet Online for their sponsorship of Hoosier Football Tailgate. Appreciate their involvement with the show and everything. But also remember, at Bet Online, when you open an account, make your first deposit, use the code BLEAV, believe, and get 50% more on your first deposit at Bet Online. Remember, Bet Online's number one in terms of sports entertainment. Well, that about does it here for the Hoosier Football Tailgate on the Believe Network. I'm the coach, Shannon Griffith. We'll see you Thursday right here on Hoosier Football Tailgate on Believe.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.